This is In the Public Interest.
We bring you the latest in news.
Is there a racial divide between Greek organizations on campus?
Environment.
Expects as much traffic as usual.
And other important topics.
San Marcos Police Department Chief Chase Staff.
Which could possibly be the source of the problem.
Leaving the campus a ghost town.
Keep history alive.
And there's no better place to be than San Marcos.
And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this week's In the Public Interest. I'm your host, Julia Jones.
And I'm your host, Jacqueline Carter. Today's topic is back to school, and we will hear stories from Clayton Kelly, Natalie Cojetero, and Delia Jones.
Welcome back. This is our first show of the year. How was your break, and how happy are you to be back, Jackie?
I'm a little happy to be back. I was only gone for about 3 weeks because I stayed 1 week and worked, but I got a car for Christmas.
Yay!
That was pretty good. I got to spend time with my family, and I got to see some of my distant cousins, actually. So that was pretty good. How was your break?
I worked the whole break.
Did you get to go home, any?
No, I got to go home for a little bit. I didn't get a car.
You already have a car.
But I didn't get a car. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty cool. It was nice not to go to class for a little bit and to just chill out when I got home from work.
Are you excited for classes to start back? Or
honestly, I think because now that we're upperclassmen, I think it's like, I don't want to say it's redundant, but it's kind of like another semester. You know,
yeah.
Like when you first start school, you dress up nice, you're excited to go meet your teachers. Like this year, it's kind of like,
yeah.
It's another semester.
I've never really minded school, and I'm not the person that actually said that about me. Somebody else told me that. Like,
mm-hmm.
You don't mind school. Some people, like, hate school or really love school, but I'm kind of just like, you know what? I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
I got to be here, and, you know, and I love my classes now. I love my professors. So.
Yes, I feel like once you start to get into your major classes,
yeah.
That's when it starts to get so fun.
Yeah, so, Delia, what was, like, think back. What is, like, the first day of school that you remember, like, growing up as a child?
Man, I honestly, like, you're going to make fun of me.
No, I'm not. Tell me.
I guess it's, like, middle school. Like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, it was kind of, like, cool, it's the first day of school. But I think, like, middle school, because that's when I started to get girly and, like, started to mm-hmm. try to, like, dress up. I don't know. Yeah. What about you?
See, my first day of school I remember is because it was actually the year that I switched from private school to public school.
Oh, gosh.
And so I went to a private school for, like, from, like, pre-K 3 all the way up until, like, second grade. So
mm-hmm.
I start second grade at public school, and they put me in this class, and they give us work, and
mm-hmm.
I'm done with, like, 5 seconds.
You know what?
And I just remember sitting there, and I'm like, I hate public school. Like, the lunch wasn't good.
There's a big
difference.
I
finished all my work. But then eventually they switched me to, like, GT classes. They, like, wanted me to skip a grade, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mom was like, no, we're just going to keep her here. But, like, that's one thing I remember, because I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, I hate public school. Like, this is just, like, so terrible.
I've personally always been in public school, but that just reminded me. I do remember the first day of school. It was first grade. Because that
mm-hmm.
was the day that I learned that I could no longer take naps in class.
I
swear. No, I asked my mom in the car, on the car right there. I said, Mom, do you take naps in class? She said, I don't know. Ask your teacher. I remember my teacher, Miss Blank, because I don't want to put her business out there. Yeah. But I remember asking her. I said, so since we're in first grade now, do we take naps? And she looked at me and was like, no. And, like, she broke my heart. That was the first day my heart has ever been broken. Like, naps were everything, and they're everything now that I'm in college.
But once I got into public school and I got into my GT classes,
mm-hmm.
I liked it a whole lot more. And I'll say my teacher's name because I love her, and
oh,
she still
God.
Loves me. Miss Gill was my teacher, and she used to read us books, like, every day. And I love reading, always loved reading as a child. And so I just really loved her for that, because not every teacher did that. And she used to read us, like, Lewis Satcher, like, Wayside School. Like, we read all 3 Wayside School books, like,
oh,
and it was
God.
Just so much fun. And she used to let us play in her hair and stuff. Like, she was just so cool.
So that's one of the perks of that.
Yeah, like, that was, like, my first public school memory.
I got to play in my teacher's hair. Well, Jackie, speaking of weird things, so do you have any, like, weird back-to-school rituals that you do?
I would say, like, I've always just been accustomed to getting my hair done right before school starts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just one thing.
Like, I feel like
going
that's
to
a
the
girl
beauty
thing.
Shop. Like,
yeah.
I got to get my hair done. Like, I may not dress up for the first day of school, but I still want my hair to look, you know, cute. And I just, the night before, I have to, like, put everything in my backpack and make sure everything's okay.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't start, like... I started ironing at a young age just because I was happy about the first day of school. Like, I would iron my clothes and set them out, like, to the T. Like, everything had to be perfect the first day because it, like, told you how the whole year was going to go.
So are you, like, would you call yourself, like, a very organized person?
No, not at all.
Really?
Only organized when I want
to
be.
I'm, like, organized. Like, I have to have everything written down in my planner. I need to write every single thing that is going on or my life will
now
fall
that,
apart.
Now, that's understandable. But, like, the rest of my life, like, no. No, it's just unorganized.
Okay, so now we will hear a story from Clayton Kelly on the growing game culture here at Texas State and how they take advantage of the new school semester.
Coming back to school is a great opportunity for many students to connect with friends they haven't seen for a while. For most San Marcos students, it's taking walks along Seoul Park or hanging out at the square, but for select few, it's playing Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. Melee is a multiplayer fighting game made for Nintendo GameCube. The game has had several other follow-ups for the Wii and the Wii U, but people still tend to cling to playing Super Smash Bros. Melee. The game has been around for over 10 years and has grown a huge cult following among its players since. Journalism saw sophomore XR Aguelo is proud to be a part of a team of Melee players here at Texas State.
So we have a member named Jordan, and he started the scene last year. When I first got to Texas State, I was really itching to play, and when I found out that San Marcos Melee was a thing, you know, I really wanted to go out to the tournaments that they hosted every other week, and it was really small at first. There was like 10 or 15 of us. Very, very small. Like, these tournaments, you know, they weren't very big. It was only a few guys that showed up at first. You know, after a while, we started to establish ourselves, and people started, you know, connecting with San Marcos Melee from Austin and other newcomers at Texas State. So, you know, that's really how the scene started. It was just a bunch of dudes playing this really old video game that came out in 2001.
Tournaments for these competitors are held bi-weekly at Jordan's Garage. He said all the guys there are huge gamers, but they are welcoming towards all walks of life because, above all, they are just there to have fun. Arguello believes this scene will keep growing with time.
We would get our TVs and, you know, sit in Jordan's Garage and just play. Ever since then, it's just grown to hundreds of people in our community. From last year, it's grown exponentially, and, you know, our tournaments are growing. The way we do things is better. The way we run events is better. The way that we've invited people to community is better. The way other communities in the bigger cities like Austin and San Antonio look at us is better. Like, we're more established now. And, you know, it all started with just a couple of guys in a garage.
According to a 2014 Huffington Post article, video games are used as a tool to de-stress, can boost memory, be a buffer against depression, help decision-making, and even reduce the risk of heart problems. For Aguelo, this cannot be more accurate. According to a 2012 Healthline article, one out of every four college students suffers from some form of mental illness, including depression. It's important to find activities such as video games to help mitigate that feeling.
School is definitely difficult. You know, everybody needs time for themselves at least at some point in the day. And Super Smash Bros. Melee, although it's a hobby of mine and it's one of the many things I like to do. I also like to watch movies and play sports and do other things like that. But, you know, hanging out with a group of friends after a long day of school, playing video games, it's one of those great feelings, you know, because you know everyone's going through the same thing. We're all students and school's hard and we just get together and forget about the problems of school and forget about our daily lives and just play a game. It's a great way to eliminate stress from your day. It just really enables you to find, you know, balance in your life. And I know it's crazy to say a video game can do that, but a video game has done that for me, and it's done that for thousands of people throughout the world that played this game. After a long day of school, it's just always good to play some Smash.
Smash Brothers Melee allows players to fight against each other through many different Nintendo characters such as Mario, Link, or Fox. Sound recording technology major Jeff Fitzgerald praises the tech involved with this game and believes it helps him as an intellectual in his studies.
As a music student, for Melee, you have to do a lot of practice on your own and developing techniques on your own time and making the muscle memory and knowing what button to press when and stuff like that. And it's kind of the same way, like when I have to practice my instrument for school, I have to do tons and tons of, you know, just like solo practice. And then like when I go to like rehearsal or something like that, that's when I would apply all those techniques that I've learned and all the practicing that I've been doing. Whereas for Melee, you would apply those in like friendlies where you're just like playing with your friends. And then once you get good at that, then you apply it in tournament. Whereas, you know, music, it would be like then you apply it in a live gig.
Arguello believes Melee is more than just your average fighting game because it involves competition and skill, which helps you vibe with others better.
I know that there are a lot of different communities around the world, you know, for games like League of Legends or Call of Duty or, you know, just to name a few, where, you know, there's always branches of the community that split or there's always toxic members of the community. But not with Melee. It's one of those games that's been out for so long. The game is so developed that people who are new, it's very discouraging at first because the game is just so difficult and it's really difficult to get into just because the game, I mean, this game has been established for over 15 years. Like, some of the people that come play haven't even, you know, were born after this game was made. Like, this game is very much established and it's very difficult. So I feel like a lot of the challenges is getting past that mindset that this is a very difficult game. But other than that, you know, we're a very friendly community and we encourage people to come out. We encourage people to come out to our events where we just, you know, play. Even if you don't come to our tournaments, like, come out and just play with us. Like, that's what we want. We want people to know that they feel at home and to know that this is their second home, this community that we have. We are a competitive video game. Super Smash Brothers Melee is an esport, so it definitely is competitive. You know, we're all good friends. We're all competitive with each other, but we love that. And even if you're not competitive with each other, we have people that come out to our events just to play, and that's great too.
Arguello just wants to keep spreading the word about this huge community.
Yeah, so we do live stream our tournaments. Twitch, if you are familiar, is a very popular website where people will stream video games. We do have a tournament every 2 weeks. We're on twitch.tv/SanMarcusMelee. Our Facebook is also SanMarcusMelee. We'll post on the Facebook group when we're streaming this and this and that. If you want to see what it's like, just go on our stream, watch our videos, watch our commentators, you know, commentating our matches, and you'll get a glimpse of what we do. And the stream has been a way for us to kind of network and for people to watch us when they can't be at the tournament, which is really good because there have been times where I'm too busy and I can't make a tournament, so, you know, I'll just tune into the Twitch stream and I'll be able to see all my buddies, you know, playing this game.
Going back to school can be stressful for people, but it's always important to find something you're interested in, engage in social communities. The next time you see these guys out and about talking about Smash Brothers, be sure to join the conversation. For KTSW News, I'm Clayton Kelly.
Great story. So since you have been back, have you attended any events on campus so far?
I actually went to the Martin Luther King, like, they have an annual commemorative program and walk, and you just kind of walk from one end of the school to another, and they have a program, and they just, like, celebrate everything that he was, and, you know, that's right around the time we get back to school, so that was really fun. Have you done anything?
I haven't been to anything yet this semester, but I'm really looking forward to the upcoming events this year. I know I can't wait for Mama's Kitchen.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. It's Black History Month,
yes,
the first time.
Yes,
yes. Yes, I'm
and
excited.
Then later, I know next month, or yeah, it's next month, there's going to be a Women of Color Forum, which I really want to go to. I feel like that's really, really interesting.
And what are they going to do there?
I think they're just going to talk about race and how we as women of color picture ourselves. So I feel like that'll be really good. And I really haven't had time to go anywhere, and I'm really upset because there's so many functions and organizations and things that are going on campus that are really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what Naturally You is doing. Mm-hmm. I interviewed them last year for a story, mm-hmm. and the president, she just had so many great ideas for what she wanted to do coming into the spring semester. So I'm really excited. Like, I'm going to definitely go to a couple of their meetings.
That'll be awesome. So, well, speaking of campus events, Natalie Coetero did a story on some back-to-school events on campus.
Starting a new semester can be a hardship for most students, especially those who are new to the university. How do I get from this building to that one in just 10 minutes? Where's the best place to study? And why do some upperclassmen tell me to avoid the quad? Students who are unacquainted with campus or even those who just need a little help getting back into the flow of the semester can sometimes get lost in their confusion if left alone. So, what was Texas State's solution to this problem? Weeks of Welcome. As each semester kicks off at Texas State University, so do the Weeks of Welcoming. Weeks of Welcoming, or WOW, is the university's official welcome to students who are either entering or returning to campus. The first 3 weeks of each fall and spring semester are packed with events and opportunities designed to promote student adjustment and involvement on campus and in the community. WOW features a vast amount of diverse activities that students can participate in, Perks for Pets being one of them. Sponsored by the Student Volunteer Connection, Perks for Pets was a volunteer social gathering to introduce students to the Bobcat Acts of Kindness program. Participants came together to make doggy treat bags and cat toys for a donation to the San Marcos Regional Animal Shelter. Graduate advisor at Student Volunteer Connection, Nicole Pilsen, says that events like these are created not only to welcome students, but also to integrate Bobcats and the San Marcos community.
For each of those Bobcats Wildcat Acts of Kindness, we like to focus on a different agency and a different cause and call them and say, hey, what can we do for you? It's just a great way to do kind of a quick hour of service and learn about something new in the community.
Pilsen says that volunteer events held on campus is more convenient for students to service those in need.
I think something that is kind of daunting to students is going out into the community and doing that service because it's at a new place and sometimes they feel a little awkward volunteering for the first time. So it's really nice about these and getting students involved is that we're bringing the service to campus so that way they don't have to find a ride somewhere or they don't have to feel uncomfortable going in a new space. They're right on campus somewhere where they already know. It's just an easy way for students to get involved and to do a mini service project. And then obviously the community is benefiting by getting something that we've made for them or done for them.
While Perks for Pets focused on volunteer work, another WOW event was held to attract the somewhat less represented group on campus. Organized by Retention Management and Planning, the Students Who Are Parents Welcome Back Social invited parenting students to bring their families and join in on a family fun event. Assistant Director for Retention Management and Planning, Jennifer Wood, says the goal was to start the semester off on the right foot for students and their families while also introducing them to other parenting students on campus.
Our students who are raising families would like to be able to bring their spouse or their children, whoever is part of their family unit, onto campus and have a shared experience with them instead of just that student being here by themselves and going to class and doing all the things that they do as a Texas State student, to really allow their family to be a part of that. The thing that the student parents have most said to us is that they enjoy being able to connect with each other, and many times our student parents don't know who else around them on campus is also parenting while they are a student. So this allows them to connect with each other and form that relationship that is important to them.
Wood says that parenting students have enjoyed the welcoming events and that they can display the diversity of the Texas State student body.
As a Texas State community, we know, in some level, all of us know, that there are different types of students here around us, whether they come from the same geographic region that we came from or not, whether or not they're studying the same thing that we are, the kind of experience that they have at Texas State and the experiences that they've had before they come to Texas State are just very diverse. And I think it's important as a Texas State community that we all collectively give pause to what all we can learn from each other while we are around each other and not stay in our individual silos. Those silos are important to us, you know, what we're focusing on, what we're majoring in, what our goals are. Those are very important to us. But sometimes those can also be given shape to things that are around you that you're not aware of. And for our student parents, I think this is a population that we need to understand is here.
Being understood can be one of the most important things for students who are feeling overwhelmed by attending a new school. For transfer students, this may be especially true. Transferring colleges can sometimes be stressful and confusing if you don't ask the right questions. So during WOW, the Transfer Transitions event was held to personally welcome transfer students and give them the opportunity to learn more about Texas State and to ease their integration. Coordinator at Center for Student Retention, Katie Palmer, says that transfer students can benefit in many ways from feeling welcomed earlier in the semester.
By helping to provide information to transfer students up front, I think it helps ease the transition for them coming to a new institution. And I think the other thing that it does is it also helps them to feel more welcome by meeting one another and then also meeting previous transfer students. So in general, I think it helps them make connections on campus a lot more quickly. And as a result, I think it allows Texas State to start feeling more like home at an earlier part in the semester.
Making Texas State feel at home is a major driving force behind Weeks of Welcome, and feeling at home can sometimes make or break your success at college. By making the effort to welcome and encourage student engagement, Texas State makes the hardship of a new semester a little easier. For KTSW News, I'm Natalie Cotero.
Okay, so Dalia, how was your freshman year at Texas State?
Oh my gosh. I had like the worst anxiety, especially like separating from my parents. And you know, I'm like the small town country girl mentality. So like I hated it. But I mean, after a while, like independence felt pretty good. And then I feel like the freshman, like, number one freshman experience is that dorm roommate.
Oh God.
That's where you learn yourself and you learn other people as well. And I feel like everybody either has a really horrible experience or a really great experience. And I feel like it was horrible and then it got better.
My dorm experience, it wasn't that I did not like my roommates because my roommates were really cool. And actually, they kind of helped me, like, through a lot that I was going through. But I just hated the dorm. Like, it was just too small, too many people in one place. And I just did. It just wasn't the great. Coming from being someone who's had their own room for such a long time.
That's called spoiled.
Yeah,
that's
I haven't shared a room since about, like, second grade.
Man, which try growing up with two sisters. Like.
Yeah. I had a brother, so I didn't only share the room up until, like, the second grade, like, when we moved. And so that was just like it was kind of a culture shock to me, because like having someone in your own space, and I'm used to having my own space, not being able to shut a door and like shut myself out. It was it gave me anxiety, because it was just like, I want to have my own space. Like, where do I go?
Yeah, I feel like your freshman year is a time where you want to have your own space and your own time to think away from everybody else. And when you can't have that, I mean, it drives you nuts. I know that like even like the sound of my roommate's voice started to irritate me. Like, even the hearing her chew started to irritate me. Like, just little stuff. But, like, once you move out, on you know, like, once you're done with your freshman year, you kind of look back and you reflect on everything. And I feel like it helps you grow.
Yeah, it does. My freshman year, though, my first semester, I actually made Dean's List, though.
Of course, we both did.
Yes, smart girls.
Yeah.
But, so what would you say was your best experience as an incoming freshman?
My best experience? I think it was getting a job my freshman year. Because, you know, when you first get on campus and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be impossible to get a job here in a college town. One of the fastest growing cities in the country. And I got my first job, my first paycheck, and I felt so independent. I was still broke, don't get me wrong, but I felt so independent.
I think my best experience would have to be, like, becoming a DJ here, because I was initially in the dance class, and so we had to be a DJ, you know, as a part of the curriculum, and that just kind of, like, I went in for the class, and I have not left since, so I think that was, like, the best thing, because it was, like, and I didn't have a partner in the DJ studio, so I was here by myself. I could do my own thing, you know, put my own flavor on it, and I really liked it.
That's so cool.
Okay, so have you had any friends, like, since you've been at school, like, actually drop out?
Personally, no. I haven't had anybody drop out, you know what? Yes, I have. My roommate, actually, I believe she transferred back to Houston just because of family issues. Yeah. But other than that, no, I don't remember anybody else.
Yeah, one of my friends transferred as well. And a lot of people that I've known from high school, they actually left their colleges. And most of them are athletes. And so they left because of, like, issues with that. But I haven't really known anybody that just, like, dropped out. Why do you think people drop out from school?
I feel like it can be, like, so many reasons why people drop out. I feel like sometimes you just realize you can't afford college anymore.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't take on the responsibility of college. Sometimes, I mean, like you said, being organized is important.
Yeah.
And sometimes people can't handle that. So I feel like also mentally, I feel like sometimes college just, I mean, it gets to you mentally, and some people just don't know how to deal with that. And I know, like, all of us, I feel like everybody in college right now has come to a point where they're like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm in an interpersonal communication class right now, and she asked everyone to raise their hand, like, who's a freshman, who's this, who's that? Mm-hmm. And so she asked the freshman, she told the freshman, like, by the time you walk out of this school, you will be such a changed person that you, like, you'll just look back and be like, who was I, you know?
Yeah.
And I look back on that, too, and I'm like, I'm so much more mature than when I came in here. I feel like I've become a much better person since I've been here. And I just, you know, college really changed me for the better. What do you think?
I feel like college has changed me for the better, too. I feel like it makes me want to be a teacher now. Like, not, like, go get a degree to go teach, but it makes you want to share your knowledge with everybody. It's just amazing, because people think that college is just reading and going to class all the time. But no, college is actually immersing yourself into the career that you actually want to go into. And I feel like once you do that, after your freshman year, after your basics are done, I think it really motivates you to get through the whole college process, or even, you know, reconsider some things that you're doing with your life.
I think what I like most about our degree is that it's very hands-on. And in a lot of the classes, you're not just sitting there and they're telling you what to do.
Yes.
You're going out, for example, video production. We're actually doing newscasts, and we're having, like, you know, talk shows and getting to know the different roles within, like, the station. Like, I just love that.
And I think that the faculty also play a big key in that as well. When you see somebody who's as, as passionate, you know, as the professionals who are actually out there doing it about what they're teaching. It's just amazing, and it's inspiring to students as well.
So speaking of being in college and staying in college, we will now hear a story from Dalia Jones on student retention.
Classes begin again for the spring 2016 semester, and many returning students already know what to expect for their upcoming year. But what about the students who don't? What about the students who decided to transfer, take a semester off, or even drop out completely? Each semester, about 20% of first-year students don't return to Texas State University. Associate Director of Retention Management and Planning Terrence Parker says that it's important that the university watches the retention rate closely each year.
We put on programs and develop different resources to help retain our students. And of course, our retention rate is based off of the freshman cohort each year. So some of the trends we're seeing is that Texas State does fairly well with retention rate, but our goal is to have a retention rate of 80%. Whereas right now, for last year's cohort, we're at 78. So we're doing fairly well, but we still have work to be done.
Although the school has taken steps to lower dropout rates, there are still students who choose not to return to the university the following semester. Parker says that finding out the reason why these students have left is still essential to the university's retention plan.
What we do each year is we reach out to those students, freshman students, who were here in the spring but did not enroll in the fall, to try to find out the reason why they didn't come back, and was there anything that Texas State could have done to help keep them. And the top three things that we typically find is that the first one being academics, academic probation or suspension. Some students may think that because they're on probation they can't return, or because they're on academic probation or suspension they may have lost their financial aid. The second piece we find is finances. Finances may be that they just cannot afford to be here right now, or the fact that they lost their financial aid, they can't afford to be here. And the third one is just a personal issue, some things that we just cannot control. It may be a family member who's sick, or a personal illness themselves that at that time just feel like they need to leave. But those are the top three that we see pretty consistently in the last 2 years.
One of these things is the reason why former Texas State student Bria Green left after her freshman year. Green left Texas State in spring of 2014 to pursue her cosmetology degree and is currently attending community college.
My freshman year was the most fun school year I've ever had. It was really fun. I really didn't focus on the school stuff. I was so caught up in, you know, being on my own and exploring everything that my parents didn't want me to do. Leaving Texas State, it wasn't really my choice. It was my mom's choice. Like I said, my first year, I had a lot of fun. So she wasn't really happy with my grades, and she didn't feel comfortable, like, leaving me at school and taking out loans if I wasn't doing what, you know, she expected of me.
Some students who drop out of school only plan to do so temporarily. A new developing trend for college students is a gap year, which is defined as a year's break taken by a student between leaving school and starting further education. Students who choose to take this break may either travel, work, or just relax during their time off. According to the American Gap Association, 10% of students took off from school in 2014. 96% of those students say that their gap year helped them develop as a person. Andrea Payne, a recent transfer from Prairie View A&M, decided to take a year off her junior year before transferring to Texas State.
I always knew that I was going to go back to school. For me, I changed my major as well. I was a nursing major and I got into Prairie View A&M nursing school. But I decided to transfer for more diversity and to change my major to what I wanted to do. I knew I needed to take a year off to figure out what I wanted to do, but I always knew that I wanted to get my education and get a degree. I just needed to take a break off to clear my head and just figure out exactly what major I wanted to go into.
Parker says that part of his job is to give advice to freshmen and transfer students on ways to enhance their university experience, which helps to maintain a higher retention rate.
The advice I would give any freshman or even transfer student is to, I would say, one, get involved with an organization, whether it's a registered organization or there may be one in their major, because we have a lot of student organizations. We have over 300 here at Texas State. So there's ways to get involved. I would say find ways, whether it's intramurals, get involved in student organization, go to athletic events, participate in hall activities if they're freshmen. And I think the most important one is to get get to know their faculty on a personal one-on-one level. When they tend to have a good relationship with faculty, they tend to stick around.
Whether you're transferring, taking a break, or dropping out, not every college experience is the same. Payne says that although she is happy about her choice, one choice is not better than the next.
I would just tell somebody to follow their heart, not listen to other people and what other people say about, oh, you're not going to go back to school because you took a year off. It's do what you want to do. Do what is in your heart and in your mind and what your goals are. Just keep going for that.
For KTSW, I'm Dalia Jones.
Okay, so really quick before we have to get out of here, Dalia, tell me one goal you have for this semester.
My one goal is to get through the semester. It's to get to the end of the semester, because after this, I have one more left, and I'm done. I'm finished.
You're leaving me.
Yeah,
early.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, but I'll see you on the other side. That's all that matters. What about you?
I think my goal is to definitely get an internship set up for this summer, because I didn't get one this semester because I didn't have transportation, but mm-hmm. I definitely want to have one
since
for sure.
Since you got a new car
summer.
For Christmas.
Yes, I have to put myself out there and, you know, get an internship, because I would be really good at that, I think.
All right, and then also for those who are listening and those who are also in college as well, I think that we should just set goals for ourselves.
Definitely.
To make it a lot better. You know, take it by semester.
And not only set goals, but reach those goals and make steps to reach those goals. You know, don't just set something and put it out there in the air. Actually go out there and obtain the goals. Mm-hmm. That's really important. That's all for In the Public Interest. I'm your host, Jacqueline Carter.
And I'm your host, Dalia Jones. Be sure to tune back in to In the Public Interest Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Also, like us on Facebook at In the Public Interest.
Have a great day.